From the newsrooms of WBUR and GBH, I'm Simon Rios. Welcome to Consider This from Boston. Demand for nurses is at an all-time high, and hospitals around the country are turning to freelancers to fill the gap.
Are you looking for a mountainous getaway along with the chance to enhance your resume? If so, a travel nursing assignment in Colorado is what you've been searching for.
Ads like that from the Travel Nurse Source Staffing Agency might make you think, vacation, hit the ski slopes, enjoy the beaches. But given the nursing shortage, there's not much time for leisure these days. GBH's Liz Nieslaus has been talking to nurses about the shift to travel nursing, and she's with us now to tell us more. Hey, Liz.
Hey, Simon.
So hospitals are facing real shortages here for a number of reasons, and they're taking on freelancers when they can get them. What motivation do nurses have to take non-staff positions like this?
So travel nursing traditionally has had good pay, but typically it draws young nurses seeking some adventure. I mean, after all, it's a chance to see other parts of the country. And pre-COVID, it was a chance even to see other countries. But now, well into the pandemic, 28-year-old traveling nurse Kat Piper says seeing the sights is the least of it.
They're coming in to make their money and go. And it's, for a lot of people, it's life-changing money.
And it seems Massachusetts hospitals are taking on large numbers of travel nurses, too. Can you give us a sense of how common this is here?
Well, travel nurses nationally have long been a way to, fill staffing gaps. And those levels always rose and fell depending on supply and demand. But right now, the demand for travel nurses outstrips supply. And this is according to a recent report from something called the Organization of Nurse Leaders. And the report says the current challenge in the nursing workforce is a widespread national problem without a solution until this supply-demand equilibrium is achieved. So as a result of the high demand, travel nurses, a group that's traditionally made more money than staff nurses, has seen this massive pandemic jump in pay. And as far as open travel nursing jobs, just in the state of Massachusetts, Simone, they are 20% higher than 1 year ago today. Here's Sophia Morris. She's with AYA Healthcare, which is a national staffing agency.
Right now, just for nursing alone, we have over 35,000 open jobs nationally and over 700 in Massachusetts.
Why are there so many jobs open? Why are hospitals losing staff like this?
Well, national surveys of nurses have found, and this is not surprising since the pandemic, burnout and stress. One national survey of nurses last year found 40% of new nurses were considering leaving the field. There's an overall decline in morale, overall dissatisfaction with pay, and many nurses are pointing to poor staffing levels as a problem. You know, stretching nurses thin, they say, leads not only to burnout, but it's dangerous for patient care.
Wow, that really helps us see why this pandemic has been so difficult on healthcare institutions and providers. Tell us more about Kat Piper and why she went into travel nursing specifically.
Well, what's interesting is though she is a travel nurse, Kat Piper never left Massachusetts, and that's becoming increasingly common among travel nurses. She started traveling for work within the state in 2019, just before the pandemic.
I went to Beth Israel, I went to Leahy, I went to a few different places, try to find where I wanted to be staff. And then since the pandemic hit, rates have increased astronomically, and I've stayed in it really for money to try to buy a house.
Piper says that when she was briefly on staff in Worcester, she made a third of what she's making now.
That's a big pay jump, but travel nursing isn't easy. Tell us about some of the downsides to freelancing from the point of view of the nurses.
Well, travel nurses really don't have seniority, obviously. They're being moved where they're most needed, and they are filling some of the most demanding jobs in nursing in a hospital. So Nurse Piper, she works in the ICU at Boston Medical Center, and nurses will tell you anyone in the ICU essentially saw the worst of it, still sees the worst of it during COVID.
And what about the staff who remain? Is this causing tensions between the freelance traveling nurses and the nurses who are staff?
absolutely is causing tensions. It's something that's cropping up online in discussions, plenty of articles about it as well. Dan Nadwerny is director for emergency and critical care at Beth Israel Deaconess Hospital in Milton, but he also heads the Massachusetts Emergency Nursing Association, and that represents over 1,000 nurses in the state. And of course, he said, like many others, there was a need to increase pay well before the pandemic. Now it's an enormous problem.
Now what we're finding is people are traveling and leaving one hospital and going down the street and traveling at the next hospital for 2 to 3 times the salary. For staff to sit there and know you're working with somebody at the same pace or maybe even teaching somebody how to do something and they're able to, you know, only be here for 13 weeks is hard.
For her part, Nurse Piper, the travel nurse, says it's a subject that she usually avoids on the job. She was very honest about it, saying she tries not to discuss the fact that she's a travel nurse, but she does get approached frequently by staff who want to know how does she do it, get a little information, because they, too, are interested in travel nursing.
Yeah, I can see why it would be tempting. But it seems like some of the things that make travel nursing so lucrative also make it more stressful in the end.
Yeah. So, you know, travel nurses, as I mentioned, they have low seniority. They get moved around a lot among units. It's very hard to form relationships with colleagues if you're getting moved around. So, Simone, there have been many proposals put forward by nursing organizations to solve this mismatch between nurse supply and the demand that has driven the pay disparity. Of course, in addition to raising pay for staff nurses, organizations of nurses say staffing levels need to be increased. There needs to be more job flexibility, more support for dealing with stress. But for its part, the American Hospital Association says there's a shortage of nurses, and they are accusing contract labor firms of exploiting the current crisis. They say it's created an unsustainable financial situation that's threatening care.
That's GBH reporter Liz Niesloss. Really some impactful reporting. It's scary to think of some of the stakes here in terms of the shortage of nurses and what that means. Thanks for joining us today, Liz.
Thank you, Simone.
Before we go, I should tell you what else is going on. Today marks the Lunar New Year, a major holiday for many Asian and Asian American families, and it's the third straight Lunar New Year clouded by the pandemic.
People have suffered and people are struggling, and so they obviously want a prosperous new year.
That's Debbie Ho, leader of the Chinatown Main Street organization. She says the pandemic and rising rents have made life harder for people in the neighborhood. But many in Chinatown are hoping the so-called Year of the Tiger will usher in prosperity and other good changes. The Year of the Tiger is associated with strength and positive energy in the lunar calendar. Today also marks the start of Black History Month in Massachusetts and across the country. Shigan Iduwu is Boston's Chief of Economic Opportunity and Inclusion. Iduwu says Black History Month is as much about the years ahead as it is about generations past.
The focus for a lot of us is on Black futures and ensuring that we don't become history, you know, but that we have a healthy, vibrant future where we continue to be able to contribute to the life and growth of the city.
Iduwu says his office will use social media to highlight Black-owned businesses throughout the month of February. And in political news, a new poll shows Massachusetts Attorney General Maura Healey is the clear frontrunner in the Democratic race for governor. The Mass Inc. poll found Healey has the support of nearly half of likely Democratic voters. That's compared to State Senator Sonia Chang-Diaz, who came in at 12%, and Harvard professor Danielle Allen at just 3%. Still, Mass Inc. pollster Steve Cazella points out that 30% of respondents were still unsure of who to support.
Particularly in party primaries, voters often take a much longer time to make up their mind. One of the big reasons for that is there are more candidates who are within their kind of ideological space.
The poll also asked voters about rent control. 41% said they support allowing cities and towns to limit rent increases, while 49% opposed the measure. 10% of respondents chose not to answer the question. And finally, it's official. The GOAT is moving on to new pastures. Former New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady announced his retirement on Instagram today. Brady played all but two of his 22 NFL seasons with the Pats. He led the team to 6 Super Bowl championships. Then, to the chagrin of some New England fans, he went on to win again last year with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Brady said he's loved playing football, but now's the time to focus on other things. So Godspeed to you, Tom Brady. Happy Lunar New Year and a good Black History Month. From the newsrooms of WBUR and GBH, Boston's dynamic duo of public broadcasting, I'm Simon Rios. Hasta mañana. Hey there. A lot of people listen to Consider This at the end of the day, and NPR is up first in the morning. But a lot of the actual news happens in the middle of the day, and the team bringing the best information about that news as it happens is the team behind WBUR and NPR's show Here and Now. And of course, there's a podcast version. So want more of the top news reporting from public radio around the country? Check out Here and Now. Find it in the same place you found this podcast, wherever you listen. Just search Here and Now.